do you think all that'll take?
2 weeks.
Really? Yeah, that's all. When do you think you can start?
Just as soon as your check clears.
Are you thinking about a remodel, but you're just not sure who you can trust? You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show with TWD Design, Build, and Remodel. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. It's Rosie on the House, and we're talking remodeling trends and what we're seeing people want now that remodeling has become in fashion again. We are seeing more dumpsters, more security fencing, and more J. Johns out on more properties. I've even seen in some parts of town, we're actually seeing whole teardowns again. And boy, we haven't seen those in a long, long time. We're talking here in studio with TWD Design Build Remodeling, a Rosie certified remodeling contractor serving the Valley of the Sun. We also have Legacy Custom Build and Remodel, and we also have BC Renovations. And of course, up north, we have Tom Riley at Renovations. We also have down in Tucson, John Reuter at Assurance Builders. So we've got you covered. We have the Hartmans in Sedona, Blue Sky Remodeling, Diamond Sky Remodeling, and of course, Rosie Remodeling. So we're all here. We've got the experts for you to talk to. Todd, I want to thank you for bringing Ron and Tom in and you guys carving time out of here. I know Saturday's your family time. I know that's family day. But I appreciate y'all coming in studio so we can just kind of talk through this for the benefit of the Arizona homeowners.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Rosie.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about what we had started talking about. Ron was talking about how does that homeowner go from thinking, how does it go from the dream stage to actually the planning stage? I hear a lot of people, well, we've been thinking about doing this for years. And what triggers that decision to go, okay, we're going to move forward? Of course, everybody's been on the sideline the last 5 or 6 years. But now they're coming back. The equity's coming back. The housing market's coming back. What are you seeing out there right now? How do you get them to go into that from dream to plan? And as you're answering this question, we did clear the lines at the top of the hour. If you'd like to give us a ring, go ahead and dial in now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. Ron.
When we go out to the estimates, many times our customers know what they want, but oftentimes they don't. And a lot of it has to do with just not sure what their money will buy in terms of a remodel. You know, they would like to do a kitchen and a bathroom. And that's where the Remodeling Magazine guide really helps us to establish with the customer what the costs are. We also use, you know, our previous experience based on a particular bath. You know, this is a very similar shape and this is what they're looking. But many times our customer doesn't even know what they want, just that they want a new bathroom. They may know that I don't take a bath, so I just want the tub gone and I want a larger shower. But they may not know, well, do you know what plumbing fixtures you want for that? That's part of my job, is to educate the customer as to, if you really want this, you know, do you want a spa experience, a stand-up spa? We can do body sprays. What are your needs in terms of, do you want a shower seat, possibly grab bars for when you get older? Many of our customers are wanting to grow into their bathroom remodel so that it's very functional now, but will remain functional as they get older.
The universal design and aging in place movement is pretty
Absolutely.
Big.
Absolutely.
Boomers are getting older.
And it's very smart use of your money.
Yeah. Let's talk a little while about, okay, let's stay on the bathroom. Okay, it's going to be a bathroom project. This hypothetical homeowner that we're going to talk about for the next few minutes. I always get the call, usually I get the call after they've picked the wrong person, they're in the middle of a horrible mess, and they want, you know, they want 50 hours of free legal consulting from Rosie on how am I going to get out of this deal, and then they want us to come in and fix the problem. And I constantly try and tell people, look, when you're putting these estimates together and you're putting these designs together, you're in a dating, a courting process with your remodeling contractor. We're going to give some tips here on what to watch for, just as if what to watch for when you're starting to court or date. And just checking for licensed, bonded, and insured, I don't think is enough right now. That is the absolute bare minimum. But on this bathroom remodel, what I tell people a lot of times is, look, get an idea of what kind of fixtures you like. Our hall bathroom at our home is getting ready to get renovated into a early 1900s with a elevated mounted toilet tank, antique toilet, clawfoot tub, you know, and then the vanity that kind of looks. I want that bathroom to look like if you were staying at one of the finest hotels in Bisbee in 1905. So that's the look I'm going after. And I know that's exactly what I'm going for. But I tell people, get the flavor you want to go, which direction you want to go, and then get to the showrooms and start asking the showrooms for ideas of who to use. A lot of the wholesale showrooms work very closely. Todd, I got to believe you get a lot of work from a lot of the showrooms around your neighborhood.
We do. You know, we've built a good referral through the years. And, you know, like I'm going to just say too, Rosie, that it's great for homeowners to do their homework on any contractor they're going to use, whether it's, you know, if they're just going to paint.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many phases of remodeling, and it's encourage people to do their homework on any contractor.
And one of the things about going to showrooms, I tell homeowners, when you go into the showroom and you start selecting the actual brand name and the model numbers and the colors and all of that, just strike up a conversation about, well, who have y'all been working with? Who do you know is installing this type of finish? Who in this particular area do y'all have a lot of success with? You know what? The one thing about the supply houses, when they recommend somebody, it's going to be somebody that pays their bills.
There you go.
So you're probably getting the names of a couple of people that are, you know, in the habit of paying their bills, and they're not having to, the accounting department isn't having to chase them all over town. That is an excellent place to start putting names together for candidates. Of course, you know, you can always check with your neighbors, your friends. You see somebody doing a remodel down the street, you can always check with them. But one of the things I want to talk about a little bit right now is, in picking those candidates, it's going to take some time. There's a process involved that we'd like to visit with you through this hour that is all but guaranteed to get you the right contractor if you'll just take every step. It takes a long time to interview the candidates to correctly pick the right contractor. But I promise you, for every hour you spend in the interview process and in the candidate process, in the courting process, is going to save you about a month. 1 hour to a month. Every hour you spend is going to save you a month of misery if you pick the wrong contractor. Tom, am I wrong?
No, you're not.
How many times are y'all called to rescue a project?
Quite a few. And one thing I noticed too is with the homeowners is that they'll, when they are courting a contractor, is they'll, like with us, you know, just meeting us for the first time, they get to know us, and they might give us a small project to test us, to see how good we would do for them, how we would treat them, and what kind of a product we put out. So I've seen a lot of that. Most of our homeowners are very curious, and they're very cautious on how they spend their money.
And
they should be. You know, we have a large base on that side of town that, you know, they're really anxious to move into their new house. We've been doing estimates for homeowners that just buying the house and haven't even closed yet, but they want to know, how can we change it?
Well, they've got the purchase price of the house, and then they've got this remodel they want to do, and they want to combine them both and say, okay, well, if my basis in this new house is X, am I okay with that? You know, I have a lot of homeowners that I talk through. There's really a couple ways you can start establishing a budget. Ron, do you have a favorite way of establishing a budget with a client? How do you have that conversation with them? Because they don't want to tell you. You don't want to spend a lot of time doing a lot of design build, you know, designing a Taj Mahal, and all they wanted was a garage, you know. So
yeah, a lot of times over the years, it's always – awkward talking about money, but it's so important for us as well as the homeowner, because it does nobody any good for us to be designing and estimating for the Taj Mahal if that's not what the customer has envisioned or is in their budget. Many times our customers don't know what the costs are in terms of a remodel, and but they're very visual. One great way of establishing a budget without even the customer realizing that they're doing that is by taking a look at finished projects that we've done or another contractor has done, and at least knowing what that project is. It may not be exactly what your project is and what your existing house is, but it gives a starting point. And so then the customer and you are able to agree, this is the caliber of project we're looking at.
And I always tell, a lot of times you'll get the engineers and the accountants, and they'll look at, okay, this is how much I bought the house for. This is what I'm going to put into the remodel. This is my new basis for the house. I anticipate living here the next 5 years. Let's depreciate that back down. I want to put it on for sale at probably, let's assume, a 3% inflation per year. You know, they calculate all this objective analysis about how much should I put in my house. But I tell you what, I haven't very often had that be the final determining factor of how much they spend. Have y'all? It's always what they want.
Correct.
It is what they want. Yeah. Yep.
And most customers are going to be somewhat cognizant of a return on their investment, but ultimately it's going to be what they want.
It really is. I want to talk more about this. I want to talk more about what guys want and what the ladies want. And I want to talk to you if you'll give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.